4 months ago, the city of Detroit turned the page on a difficult chapter in its long and storied history. Last December, Detroit emerged from the nation's largest ever municipal bankruptcy, the so-called grand bargain that sealed the deal, cut $7 billion of the city's debt, and injected millions of dollars to reduce pension cuts for city retirees. The man at the center of that process is our first guest today. Kevin Orr served 21 months as Detroit's state-appointed emergency manager. He's in Lansing today to speak to members of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Kevin Orr, welcome to Current State, sir.
Thank you for having me, Mark. Thank you very much.
While you were at the helm, how did you stay on task and clear-headed and motivated in the face of such a daunting financial problem? How did you pull that off?
Well, Mark, I guess there's two things I point out. One is the amount of due diligence that had gone into this project before I got there through the governor's leadership. First of all, I mean, he had Detroit review teams and review team reports, as well as his findings of facts, for almost a year and a half before I got there. So there was a lot of material. And secondly is, you know, I had a lot of help with my core team that was involved in there, Jones Day, Ernst & Young, Conway McKenzie, Miller Buckfire, in developing a plan and assessing it. And the third thing is, I'd add one thing, some of the actual city workers on the ground, both the rank and file as well as some of the folks in city leadership, knew what the problems were, knew that they had to be addressed, and they sort of rose to the occasion. So, you know, the first couple of months were a little rough. There was a lot of chatter and a lot of anxiety and angst. But once we got through that, people rolled up their sleeves and we were able to get some things done.
Do you think any elements of Detroit's long-term prosperity were sacrificed for the sake of solving more immediate problems?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think we got very lucky with that. We were very concerned, from at least I was, from day one, with how was this going to look when we left. We knew we had a limited period of time. That this was just a snapshot in the history of the city. And more importantly, the city was going to have to grow and develop and deal with these problems in the long term. So we tried to be very, very careful, you know, sort of like the physician's creed, first do no harm. We tried to be very, very careful both with the immediate issues we had to deal with, which was stop the hemorrhaging and straighten things out, but then make sure that whatever we did would allow the city to transition to the long term. Even with Belle Isle, for instance, when we leased that and the state came in with DNR, Mark, you might recall there was a lot of anxiety that we were giving it away and the state wasn't going to do anything. And even in the past year, there have been quotes by some of the same people that were our most ardent detractors about how nicely things are going, that an island is clean, that people can come and take their kids, teach them how to ride a bike, that is safe. So those things we were really concerned about, even if we had to deal with a little bit of anxiety on the front end.
We're speaking with Kevin Orr, the former emergency manager for the city of Detroit. Detroit will remain under state oversight until it can stay within its budget for 3 years in a row. The Duggan administration wants to improve city services and eliminate blight. What will it take for Detroit to tear down the old, keep attracting the new, and stay on the bottom line?
Well, I think we, you know, one of the things we did in the bankruptcy as required by the state law was to push out a 2-year budget, which the both the mayor and the city council pledged that they would follow, along with the review commission that will supervise that. And another thing is, some of the leadership that's in the city right now was very central in developing some of the proposals that we put in to the plan. John Hill, the city's CFO, Gary Brown, the city's chief operating officer, Chief Craig, the chief of police, who drove crime down by double digits in 9.5 months, was central to dealing with public safety. So we'd like to think that we were very measured and thoughtful and left in place a plan that, if followed, will address the issues having to do with lighting. Actually, city's ahead of schedule in replacing 40% of the lights that were out, dealing with blight, both in terms of demolition, but also inviting people to come in and make investments in the city to refurbish some of the homes that the city has. As I said, public safety, dealing with transportation, dealing with water and sewage. The fact that we now have a template, a memorandum of understanding for the counties to develop an authority, which Judge Fikens talked about in 1977. So we were always thinking, you know, short, mid, and long term, as well as exit strategy. And we'd like to think that we've laid down sort of a roadmap to achieve those goals and make sure we did not compromise the city's future in any way that, in fact, we sort of laid out a roadmap to get there in a very nice way.
We've only got 30 seconds, but I have to ask you, how did you feel last December when your work was finally done and you left the city?
I think you could say I was elated. Everybody did their job. We got out without any civil unrest. We had a lot of support. The retiree committee representatives, Shirley Lightsey and Don Taylor, were heroic and courageous in terms of supporting the plan. So we were very relieved and very happy that we got through it essentially in a collegial manner at the end.
Kevin Orr served as the emergency manager for the city of Detroit from March 2013 until December 2014, presiding over the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Mr. Kevin Orr, thanks very much for your time. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for having me.